Hey, Lady Diva here. That track there is New Bounce off of Ollie Silk's new album number 6, or just 6. Welcome, Ollie Silk, to my platform.
Oh, Brenda, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. How are you doing today?
I am doing great that I got Ollie Silk on my show.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you.
All right. I would like to let everyone know that Lady Diva is calling from Evansville, Indiana. And I represent also my internet radio station here locally here, WJCB Live 99.9. Check out this show to be played on my radio station locally here in Evansville, Indiana. And I have my guest, Ollie Silk, calling from London. Is that correct?
That's correct. Just outside of London, Brenda. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. All right, London fans out there. My guest line number, you should know it. Call on in. It's free to call in and give us a shout out on how we're doing. And that first song there, New Bounce, off your new album, 6. What's the inspiration? What's the story behind the music?
Oh, Brenda, well, firstly, thank you for being so nice and glowing about my music. It really means a lot to me. This particular tune, New Bounce, was a collaboration with a fantastic saxophone player named Vincent Ingala, who's young by my standards, young guy who I've been working alongside on shows and recording for probably around 15 years nearly now. And he's just such a talent. He plays great saxophone, great guitar, great drums even. But he's had an illustrious recording career already. And we finally got to work together and he finally put some sax on this track for me. And it was probably the last track we recorded on the album. And Vincent just came to London. It was about 2.5 years ago. He came to London and did some shows. And I said to him, Vincent, man, I've got this jam that would sound great with you on it. You know, maybe we can write something over the top. And he did it, man. He knocked that right out of the park.
Yeah.
So thank you to Vincent.
Wow. I tell him I said thank him too. He sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds great. Just so fresh. And I would like to introduce you to the audience. Now, Ollie Silk is a keyboardist, well known in the UK as the Smooth Jazz Ambassador. And so you can fill in introducing yourself and how long you've been in the industry. And how many albums have you have created so far, Ollie?
Sure thing, Brenda. Yeah, I've been in the business for pretty much 20 years now. I'd say just a little over 20 years, actually. And I started out with a buddy of mine in college, and we made a couple of records back in the early 2000s. And they did kind of well over here in the UK and in Europe. We were just kind of messing around at the time, as you do when, you know, we were young musicians. We just literally had a very basic recording setup, and we just kind of did our thing. And a record company over here in the UK got to hear it, and they really liked it. So they put the first one out, and that led to a second record. The band was called Sugar and Silk. So it was a duo, yeah. me and another guy who played bass. So that was cool. That kind of got me on the map. And then I worked with a great sax player called James Vargas, and I produced a record for him back in 2004. And that was the first time that I worked with something that started to get a little bit of attention in the US. And that got the attention of a record label named Tripping and Rhythm Records. And after we put the James Vargas record out, and we did some touring with it in 2004 and 2005. That was the first time I came to the States to do some musical direction for James. Then after that, I actually did my first record for Tripping Records, and I've been with them ever since. So I've now done 6 records, solo records with Tripping and Rhythm Records, and that's over the last 16 years. And yeah, we've had a great relationship. One of the guys at the record label is over here in London, and the other guy is in Utah. And so we have a great working relationship. And yeah, I've just been making music ever since, and I've been very, very lucky that a lot of my music has found its way onto US radio, and with people like yourself really, you know, being pushing it and promoting it. I've built up quite a big fan base over there in the US, and I've been able to tour my music pretty much every year, apart from the last couple of years, every year since then.
Yes, I've been following you for like a couple of years, and I was surprised the invitation went through. I was jumping for joy. I couldn't believe it.
No.
And
of course.
I've heard you the go-to guy, because you're the Simon Keys player for a lot of big artists like Gerald Albright, Brian Culverson, Boney James, Dave Koz, Pieces of a Dream, Huge Groove, Paul Brown, Peter White. Oh, wow. It's just so good. And golly. And I noticed that you are Billboard Top 30 Hits for guitarist Roberto, I can't pronounce his last name.
Oh, yeah, Roberto Restuccia, yeah.
Yes, there you go, in 2020. And Billboard mm-hmm. number one for saxophonist Michael Thomas in 2018. So also you composed music for TV Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, MTV, Oprah Winfrey,
yeah,
some TV shows over
Miami
there, HBO stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and also 100 smartphone gaming apps for Zynga Games and others. Get down, Ollie Silk. Get down.
I guess I've been busy, right? Yeah.
Yes, you have. Get down. So, as we move along in the show, let's talk about album 6. What sparked you off in doing album 6, number 6 album? What sparked you off? What is the inspiration behind it?
Well, you know, I try and record and I try and release an album every few years if I can. I don't put out the most product out of artists. Some guys are doing it once a year. I admire that. I don't know how they do that, but it takes me a few years to put a record out. And I had a couple of songs this is usually what happens. Usually I have a couple of tunes that don't make it onto the previous record. For whatever reason, I have too many songs or whatever. I have to cut a couple. So usually I revisit those, and that's usually how the next record starts. I go back to those songs, you know, I decide if they're going to be good enough. And in this case, a couple of them stood out for 6. One of them was New Bounce. I'd had that song, even though it didn't have Vincent on it and it didn't have any melody on it. It just was the groove. I had that groove for so many years sitting there, and I never did anything with it. And as I said, it wasn't until Vincent came along that I was like, yeah, let's vibe with that groove and see if we can get something. So there was a couple of things on there. I had a great backing track. One of the first things I did on it was with a sax player named Jeff Kashua, who you probably know, Jeff. He's a fantastic sax player and flute player, one of my all-time favorites. He was in the sax. He still is in the Sax Pack, which is a great band with him and Steve Cole and Kim Waters.
Yeah.
So, and Jeff used to play with the Rippingtons and lots of other big smooth jazz acts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was the first collaboration I did on this record, and that really set the foundations for the direction of the record and the way I wanted to take it forward.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that information. So I would give ourselves a break from talking and play Out to Lunch. What's the story behind that track there, Out to Lunch?
All right. Well, Out to Lunch has been very good to me. It's actually, it just did 2 weeks at Billboard number one, which was beyond my expectations by a long way.
Yeah.
it was kind of one of those things, like this was the third single from this record. We had New Bounce with Vincent to begin with, and then we had another tune called Hurry Up and Wait as the second single. And they both went to the top of the charts, which was unbelievable, really, especially in the tough couple of years that we've had. Like, to have that going on in the background it really kept my focus, and it kept me on top of things with the music, because other parts of music had really fallen apart and I wasn't doing any shows, and it was really tough times, but that really kept me going. And then we had and then I had a conversation with my record label, and they actually weren't sure if they were going to do a third single from the record, because they said, well, sometimes we don't really like to, we'd like you to do a new record and then we'll put something out. And I said, okay, well, you know, I'm cool either way. If you wanted to put something out, then it's up to you. And in the end, they said, you know what? Yeah, we're gonna try Out to Lunch, which is the song you're about to hear. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay. I said, I thought, you know, actually that was kind of a crazy choice, because it's not acoustic piano. It's actually a Fender Rhodes electric piano lead melody on this, which is unusual in the genre. You don't often hear that. And it's kind of a spacey track. It's kind of a cute track. It's a bit unusual. And I was like, okay, if you want to go with it, I'm cool. And little did I realize that it was going to be a smash hit. I couldn't believe it, Brenda. Honest to God, I could not believe it.
So
there we were. This thing was going up the charts. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, so I'll let you guys listen to it and see what you think. But basically, I kind of based this song on one of my favorite keyboard players of all time, which is Bob James. He's the main. Oh. He's one of the main men in my life from influences. But he did a song called Nautilus, which is an old song way back, like 1979, I think it was, which was the year I was born. I think it came from that year. And that's a fantastic hip hop kind of meets jazz tune. Yeah, and so this was kind of based loosely on that. You know, I wanted to have something in that kind of vibe. And I came up with this, Out to Lunch.
All right. So you stand at hot seat, Ali Silk. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Lunch by Ollie Silk, his new album, Six. All right, as we move along, Ollie Silk, please give your website information and your social media information, please.
Oh, sure thing, Brenda. Yeah. Well, you can find me on www.olliesilk.com. That's basically a page where you can order my CD, and I have a stack of CDs here. Doesn't matter where you are in the world, I will sign one for you and send that in the mail for you if you'd like.
Ooh.
A signed copy. More than happy to do that. So you can find the links on that site. If you want to check me out on social media and have a chat, I'm always around. On Facebook, it's just do a search for Ollie Silk, and that will show you my music page. Instagram, I'm Ollie Silk 1. Twitter, I'm Ollie Silk 1. So the number one, of course. And yeah, so you can find me. Luckily, there's not many people called Ollie Silk, so that's good.
All right. Thank you for that information. As we move along.
Sure.
Please do tell us about any future music projects you want to have in store to let us know about.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to be working on my next record. I've just started that. I've done a couple of tunes for that, so I'm excited about that. I don't know who I'm going to collaborate with. It's kind of still up in the air, but that's at the moment that's scheduled for fall 2023, so a little while's away. So I've got a lot of work to do for that. I'm going to be working on the next Roberto Restuccia project, which he's a great guitarist who lives here in the UK. He had a Billboard hit from his first record that we worked on, as you mentioned earlier. And yeah, so he's going to be coming over. We're going to be working on that.
All right.
Yeah. So there's some production stuff coming up. What I'm going to try and focus on this summer really is trying to get out there and gig as much as possible and do shows. I'm going to be coming to the States and also doing some other stuff that we can talk about. So that's cool.
It will be amazing if you could come through Indiana.
Oh,
if
wouldn't
you could
it just
get to
be
Indianapolis,
amazing?
It'll be awesome.
Oh, it really would, and I will try my hardest, Brenda. I'd love to come. These are places in the United States that I've never been able to get to, and I really want to, because I know I've got a lot of fans around Evansville and around Indianapolis and around, like you say, around Knoxville and Nashville and just all of these places, and I've never gone through there, and Memphis too, and I really want to get to see these places.
Please do, Ollie Silk. Please try.
No, I will, Brenda, I promise.
Okay, all right. So could you mention about these other tracks that I have? I want to play Sanctuary Street and You Bring Me Joy. Now, what is up with Sanctuary Street? I love that track.
Oh, thank you, Brenda. Yeah, that's me. This track is a bit more of a mellow track. It's a bit more from the heart, and I always like to put these songs on to my record because it does reflect a part of who I am. I like the funky stuff, don't get me wrong. I like the groove and everything, but I also like to chill out, as everybody does. They want to have a glass of wine and relax and just, soak up the vibe and soak up the music. And so this is kind of what this is about. It's about finding your sanctuary street, your place, your happy place where you go to and relax.
Yes, that's true. And You Bring Me Joy. Who is the vocalist that's on that track?
Oh, You Bring Me Joy. Yeah, it's a fantastic young lady, a British lady named El Cato, her name is.
Okay.
And she, I've been working with her for a few years. I first heard of her. She was doing vocals for a very big, I know you guys kind of had them over there, but a really huge jazz funk band called Jamiroquai, and I know they had some hits over in the US as well. But they were, they've had 30 years worth of like hits over here in the UK and Europe. So Jamiroquai, big band.
Okay.
I'm sure some of your listeners will know them. So I first heard of her singing for them, and she does artists like, you know, she does like Van Morrison and big, you know, huge old artists. And so she's a big singer, but like she does her own stuff, and her own stuff is really killing, and she's got a really beautiful voice. So, I'm glad to have worked with her.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. So you're more than welcome to give a shout out to all those lovely people that have supported you in your music journey and to the creation of Number Six album.
Oh, Brenda, yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, of course. Firstly, I want to shout out to everybody who's listening, because that's the most important thing. Listening, whether you're new here or whether you are a regular listener of Brenda's wonderful show, you know, if this music is new to you, thank you. Welcome on board, and I hope you enjoy it for many years to come. And so thank you for listening. Also, thank you to everybody involved with the making of this record, the record label and the radio promotions. Everyone from the photographers to the mastering engineer, and of course all the great people that I collaborated with: Vincent Ingala, El Cato, Kelly Minucci, Jeff Kashua, Gerald Albright, Darren Rahn. All you guys were sensational musicians.
Wow, Gerald Albright. Yeah, I've been trying to get him. So we're gonna give all these lovely people an applause, that they will keep on supporting you and all your music projects.
Oh, that's nice.
So, as we're coming to an end of our fun and our party online here, just to let everyone know, if you missed the show, click that link and post it everywhere. All right. So, any words of encouragement, Ollie Silk, you would like to give to those that are suffering in the world today?
Oh, wow. Sure. I mean, it's been a tough few years for everybody, Brenda, as you know, with various things. But, you know, it's been really tough in the arts. You know, I'd like to just say specifically to everybody who's involved in the arts, whether it's music or anything to do with that. You know, there's such far-reaching, you know, professions within music and within art. And we have all had such a tough time. I just want to send a message of hope and resilience, and, you know, all you guys, just pick yourselves up, dust yourselves off. If you're having a tough time, music will always be there as your salvation. It certainly has been my salvation over these tough times, and keep your families close and keep your music even closer.
All right. Y'all heard it. This is the keyboardist, the smooth jazz ambassador of UK, Ollie Silk, everyone. Check out his new album, Six. It's out there now. Where can they stream this album?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, Spotify has got all my songs. There's a ton of songs now. There's something like 75 songs on there or something. So you can stream away. I'm on some of the smooth jazz playlists. Or, of course, if you want to go the more traditional route, we have Amazon, they stock it. And of course, if you want a signed copy, you can always go to my website.
All right. Thank you for that information. This is Ollie Silk, everyone. And you can always check me out from 1 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time on WJCB, radio station Live 99.9. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in. And there will be more shows I have coming up. This is a smooth jazz radio show with Ollie Silk, everyone. And catch the link if you miss it. This will be a recorded show sent to many networks. Thank you, Ollie Silk. You are always welcome to come back on my show. I'll be following you for life, catching up with all your other music. And thank you so much. You have a blessed day.
Thank you so much, Brenda. I appreciate it. And I appreciate all the listeners and all the love. And I'll speak to you very soon.
All right. You have a blessed day, and thank you so much for your participation. Thank you, Ollie.
Thank you, Brenda.
Joy.